You're listening to SBS News.
Minister Naina Mohuta, thank you so much for speaking with SBS World News. You've previously said New Zealand could find itself in a storm of China's anger. Given we've seen Beijing's response to the statement from New Zealand and Australia from the leaders' meeting, how close is that storm, do you think?
Oh, look, let me be really clear. New Zealand has a respectful relationship with China. It is predictable and consistent on the issues that we agree on, but also on the issues that we don't agree on. So we have articulated many of the areas where we are challenged with the role China has taken on Xinjiang, on Hong Kong. And we've been very clear at a number of levels to be able to have that conversation with China. The storm I was referring to effectively is if we look across the Tasman and the experience of Australia and what's happening there, we've got to be mindful. We're neighbours, we're close neighbours. So we're certainly sending signals as a government to our exporters that they need to build resilience into their business continuity plans as they export to China and to other areas.
But given what you see in Australia, given the response we've now seen from Beijing from these talks this week, are you worried that that is closer now?
Not really. We stand on our independent foreign policy. As I say, we have a respectful relationship with China. They are a key trading partner. However, our relationship goes beyond that of first. We were the first country to reach a free trade agreement with China, but we're able to, because we take the approach that we do, articulate the many areas of difference that we have. And on the human rights front, open democracy, they are areas where we do disagree.
I'm sure you saw Jacinda Ardern's frustration at some of the questioning that she had, that there is this perception that New Zealand isn't standing up to China. Is there a discord within New Zealand's cabinet about the government's position on China?
Oh, look, we have messaged, as I said, very consistently our view on Hong Kong, our view on Xinjiang. Our view on the increased presence of China in our region, and in particular, I made the comment in one of my speeches around financing into the Pacific and what a challenge that creates. China is well aware of our position on these fronts. We've been consistent and predictable, and we've conveyed our views very clearly and consistently.
One example that's been cited is you expressing discomfort about using the Five Eyes Alliance to condemn China's human rights record. Do you think your comments, with hindsight, have added to that perception?
Oh, I stand by my comments. I said that you don't have to invoke the Five Eyes relationship every time on every issue, and in particular human rights. Those set of arrangements are security and intelligence arrangements. We contribute to those arrangements and we get a lot from it.
So what platform do you think is the best way for Pacific nations to collectively speak up?
Well, New Zealand believes that by having an independent foreign policy and supporting multilateralism, building a broad consensus on the issues where we have common values with like-minded parties is the way to go. And we've taken that position on the issues in relation to China, but also other issues that are facing us.
The joint leader statement also noted the Pacific Islands Forum. I wanted to quote it to you. It says, "The best mechanism for our Pacific family to have a strong international voice on regional issues." Do you agree? Do you think PIF can be used as a way of standing up to China?
Well, firstly, I want to acknowledge the relationship that Australia and New Zealand have with the Pacific, because we see ourselves as contributors to the broader resilience challenges across the Pacific, but also as partners within the Pacific. We've joined together to ensure that we can get vaccine coverage across the Pacific, and that's something very deliberate that we're doing. The more that New Zealand and Australia can work together alongside the Pacific, I think the more we can demonstrate that we are not only willing partners to the aspiration of the Pacific, but we have very common values as well.
But what about the idea of getting Pacific nations to speak together and against, or standing up to China, the concerns we have about China?
The Pacific Island Forum is effectively the regional forum to enable the Pacific to reflect their views. As I say, New Zealand, as well as Australia, are partners within that forum. We contribute to the conversations, the talanoa that takes place, and the sets of priorities that are developed within that grouping.
Scott Morrison also said that there are those who would seek to divide us. Do you see it that way? Is China trying to seek to divide Australia and New Zealand?
Oh, look, I stand on the words of our Prime Minister. There's much more that connects New Zealand and Australia than divides us. And so we're very fortunate to have the close working relationship that we do. We're not defined by others, other countries, big or small. We're defined by our actions and our words that demonstrate where our commitment to our relationships are. We do treat many of our relationships in a very respectful way.
I wanted to ask you about the 501s. Obviously, Scott Morrison, Jacinda Ardern, they're adamant in their own positions. Does New Zealand just have to learn how to live with this?
Look, our Prime Minister has reflected to your Prime Minister that, it's challenging when people are returned to New Zealand who, for the most part, have spent most of their lives in Australia. They consider themselves as Australians. Most of their centre of gravity in terms of their family relationships are in Australia, yet they are returned to New Zealand. No support, no sense of real identity connected to a place where they once were as a young child. I don't think that that's right, and we've reflected that to your Prime Minister.
Putting that view aside on the policy, we've seen Cabinet Ministers like Peter Dutton say, we're taking out the trash, so to speak. Do you think that comments like that just show a lack of respect? Does it add insult to injury?
Well, I did say at the time that those comments were more a reflection of that Minister than anything else, because the Trans-Tasman relationship remains a strong and vibrant one.
Do you think that there is, the political will from the international community to go ahead with this?
I don't know whether there's the political will, but I do know that APEC is exactly the right forum to be able to have these types of conversations.
Where do you think the political will is lacking?
I'm not sure. You'll have to ask the Minister of Trade.
Just lastly, Minister, can I ask you, obviously you are the first Māori woman to stand up as the Foreign Minister for New Zealand. What do you think Australia can learn about New Zealand's approach to truth-telling and reconciliation?
Oh, look, New Zealand wouldn't put itself in the position of trying to tell any other country how to treat its Indigenous people, but what we can do is share our experience as a country with Māori, with our treaty relationship, with the journey that we've undertaken to address long-standing issues of historical injustices and reconciliation, but also how we're building, in a very positive way, I believe, towards building a sense of nationhood. And all we offer is our experience.
As you see Australia sort of debating treaty, would there be a piece of advice that you would give?
Look, I'm not in a position to give Australia any advice on actions they may take, but what I can offer is the experience that we have had here in New Zealand, and that when you include Indigenous people into a number of ways of addressing some of the most challenging issues, social issues within a society, economic inclusion, there is significant opportunity that derives to everyone. And that's a part of our journey as a country. If we can share that with others across the globe, we're happy to do so. But we do not position ourselves to be in a place of perfection around these issues. These are challenging issues that every nation must confront and respond to.
Very good. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.